And one of my professors became president of Stetson University. One became president of Middle Georgia College of Cockrell. Stetson, of course, you know where that is. And my biology professor headed the science department of the University of Virginia. They started off with a bunch of young people who became great leaders. And I had the privilege of all that, you know. And my professor of political science, Dr. Lucine, took a special interest in me, and he told the librarian to watch out for me. And a professor at the University of North Carolina wrote a book called Southern Regions, a very groundbreaking book, most helpful. The librarian said, I have a book called Southern Regions you'll be interested in, and I'm going to let you read it right now because you're interested, and then I'll process it later. What's that word? I've forgotten the word. When you put in a book, get it in the library ready for distribution, you know. And then my professor recommended me to the Rotary Educational Foundation to be a student at Emory after the 2 years at West Georgia. And so when I went before the board, they had a board, Atlanta Rotary Club had a board that was giving scholarships to students anywhere in the Southeast to be a Rotary scholar out at Emory. And when I went before that board, nearly all the questions they asked had been addressed in that book, Southern Regions. And I just clicked off the answers just as though I were an expert. And I didn't let the fact that I was a dummy from nowhere hinder me. I just answered everything they asked me. Bang, bang, bang. And so naturally I became a Rotary scholar out at Emory, you know. And stayed out there about 5 years. And I got myself in some trouble. My wife did the research for me. I studied the records of 1,000 Emory students, 1,000 even, to discover how the testing program predicted success in college. They had a testing program for every student who entered Emory, and I studied whether or not those testing programs could predict success in college. And one of the people on the board who examined me when I was being examined on my dissertation for the master's, one of the professors was also serving in the office of the admittance vice president of admission. And he didn't like my conclusions. So the only time I had a little scare was, how's he going to vote, you know? And guess what he told me? You wouldn't believe this, and no use to record it because nobody's going to believe it anyhow. But this is what he told me. He said, I would have voted against you, except I think it was your dumb professor's problem. But at any rate, I don't know how I got off the subject of what we were talking about, but that's